What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Well, it says I'm live. I guess I'm live. Yeah, I am live. I can see up there from the indication that I'm live. I really should be asleep because I got to get up early tomorrow and do an interview. And I got to go handle some other business. But I'm up. I felt like going live. I felt like talking for a little while. This is a little better. Hold on. That means I move all close. Hold on. Let me do this. All right, here we go. Sound a little bit better. I didn't want it to be too loud. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah. There we go. Hold on. There we go. All right. We sound a little bit better. I didn't want it to be too loud. So, yeah. Who I'm interviewing tomorrow? I might go live and tell y'all while I'm doing it. But could y'all hear me in both ears? That's just, you know, I'm a little both ear crazy right now because, the first few streams, it was only one ear, so it was really bothering me. So as long as y'all can hear me in both ears, I'm happy about that, you know. So, all right, y'all hear me in both ears, cool. Now, that's what's up, because I do want to lean back from stuff, you know, from time to time. So, yeah, shout out to Thoughts Crimes. Make sure you subscribe to that channel, Thoughts Crimes. They spell crimes with a Z, so, but I think it's Thoughts Crimes, if I'm not mistaken. So, that's what it is, you know, shout out to everybody. Like I said, I'm supposed to be asleep right now because I got bags under my eyes. I've been running, for the past couple of days. I've been doing a lot of walking, back on my exercise, hard body, walking at least, you know, 20,000 steps a day. But, I got to get up early tomorrow to do this interview where I got to go handle some other business first, go to the bank, then I got to do this interview. So, shout out to everybody in the chat room. But I did want to talk about something today. There's two things that I wanted to talk about. So, I was kind of torn on which topic I wanted to talk about. So, I think I'm going to talk about the latter one. Because the first topic I was going to talk about is... Hold on. Before I do anything, shout out to my Olive Leaf Biz. And I'm about to take my shot of Olive Leaf extract oil. So let me take my shot real quick, you know, real quick. Hold on. Let me take my shot. Nah, it tastes kind of crazy, but it's not that bad. But hold on. Live, right? While we doing this, I'm just taking shots of Olive Leaf and drinking water. I need to get my hair cut tomorrow, but it's good for you, you know. If you have any ailments, not saying that I have any of these things, but you know, you don't want to get them. You want to work on it, you know, beforehand, or you know, so any of those things, you know. So, they're mad at me on Instagram anyway because I did a new Childish Gambino, Donald Glover post, so they're a little mad at me. So I need a haircut. I need some sleep, but I'm up chilling, talking to y'all, and I got to put out my podcast tomorrow, which I might use this audio for the podcast. Who knows? It might be easier for me to just use this audio. So without further ado, let me get into what it is that I wanted to speak to. What I wanted to speak about was, it was two things. So I'm going to cover both things in this little time I'm here, right? Did you notice, like, the elite people, the Diddy's, the Jay-Z's, the Rick Ross, the 50 Cent's, and when I say elite, they're not elite to me, but they are considered to be the elite based off of their material wealth and, you know, what we assume they have in a bank account. Did you notice all of them try to sell us liquor? Did you notice that? Like, did you notice that all they do is push liquor on us? Like, we don't have enough problems. Like, drinking is going to solve anything. Like, is it a point where it's like, okay, we're going to give you some money, but you're going to have to get them to drink this liquor, and you're going to have to get them drunk. I was thinking about that. I was like, yo, damn. Everybody, you know, all these dudes who got bread got liquor. Like, this one is pushing Ciroc. This one is pushing Douce and some champagne. This one is pushing Bel Air. This one is pushing, was pushing effing vodka. And then now with some other shit. Nelly is pushing something. I think Drake. Cam had SZA back in the days. I'm like, yo, do they get rewarded by trying to get us drunk? Like, I'm really bugging off that. I'm like, yo, is that all we worth is liquor? Like, that's all. Like, give us something that we could use. Like, you know, where the hell is, I mean, y'all might have water, but you don't see people pushing the water. You don't see the water. I think Diddy and them did have water, but I didn't see them, like, really pushing water. You know, like, if you got water, like, everybody drink water. You know, I mean, shit, drinking water right now. But look at the water that we got to drink, you know. So if it was a black-owned water company, yeah, but that vitamin water was quarter water. He called it quarter water. Who gonna drink vitamin water after he called it quarter water? He called it quarter water. Quarter water ain't good for you. So when he said quarter water, nah, we wasn't drinking that no more. Quarter water is bum juice. So we wasn't drinking that no more. But the point I'm making is that, damn, that's all we really worth is liquor. That's like y'all just giving us, like, that's all we worth is liquor. That's all we worth. Like, you can't, I mean, bad enough y'all selling us shit, you know, and we going to buy it. All we worth is, like, clothes and liquor. That's just crazy. But, you know, somebody said people all over the world drink, and I agree with that. People all over the world do drink, right? But that they target that towards us, towards the inner city, because we believe that anything that these so-called successful people do, if we do what they do, it makes us successful. So, for example, if this person say, yo, Jay-Z said, yo, I'm not wearing, I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus, you know, give me a nice, some crisp jeans and button up. Everybody started wearing button-ups. So they have an influence on pop culture. And whatever they do, people tend to do that. Like, yo, you got grown-ass men in the bar like this. Pause. Smoking hookah. Now, I don't smoke. Maybe hookah might be better than cigarettes. It might be better than weed. I don't know. But that shit just never looked masculine to me. Like, this dude's just sitting around blowing out that sweet-smelling smoke and shit. I was always like, man, that's some sucker shit. Like, y'all really sitting around smoking hookah? Like, and they be dancing and shit and smoking hookah. I'm like, what is this shit? That's not even no gangster. But think about this, right? They be smoking hookah like a bad bitch in the club, these dudes. And I ain't with it. None of that Donald Glover shit around here. But bust it, right? It's like they get rewarded for pushing things on us that's poisonous to us. Like, why don't they get rewarded, you know, with riches or try to give us stuff that's going to really be helpful to us? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying hookah is feminine. I didn't say that. I said they be looking feminine sitting there smoking hookah, singing songs and shit. If you sitting there smoking hookah, singing Ashanti on your snap, because think about it. Like, you got to be, hold on, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I got two phones. I don't know where none of them is at. Maybe they're charging, right? All right, let me use my phone charger. If you sitting there like this, smoking hookah with one hand, pause, because I don't even like the way this looks, this whole, you know, that just look kind of crazy. But you sitting there smoking hookah, right? Hold on. You smoking hookah, looking in the phone and dancing it. That shit is sus. Straight up. That's sus. Cut it out. That's sus. But anyway, back to the topic. So you mean to tell me all they got to give us is like liquor? Like that's all we worth is like selling us liquor? Like you got to drink this Douce or this Ciroc or effing vodka or Bel Air and all these other stuff. Now, at the end, right, you know, me being independent media, it might be a liquor company that comes and say, yo, I want to sponsor you, you know, with liquor bottles and all that. And it's kind of tough to really think about that because it's like, yo, I don't drink. But we had a point where when we doing independent, this is how they get us to consume shit because, I mean, not to consume shit, to sponsor us because we need sponsorship. So that's how they look at us like, yo, man, we can't really sponsor him with nothing. All his people want is liquor or clothes or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? We can't sponsor them with books. We can't sponsor them with this. We can't sponsor them with that. It got to be like liquor or roll up and shit like that. You know, like, or what's that other shit? Liquor. Yeah, I don't smoke, so I don't really know. But I know it's liquor, cigarillos and rolling papers and all types of shit. Like, that's all we worth. That's just all I was saying. But I wasn't really trying to talk about that too much. I don't, you know, I just, this is just an observation, you know, that everybody who's so-called elite and getting money pushes liquor on us. And we're supposed to, you know, drink liquor. But if you ever see me with a liquor sponsorship, don't call me no hypocrite. I'm independent media. I got a donation button down there. But I can't be bored in a way that's all I'm giving you. Because I at least, you know, give you information and shit too. But, you know, I'm independent media. This shit is a little tough. You know, I had to go to B&H, you know, get some, you know, some stuff to, you know. But, you know, we got Dr. Yaya in the building. I don't know if y'all know. She's a psychologist, right? If I'm not mistaken. Psychologist. You're not a psychiatrist. You're a psychologist, right? All right, come on. You got to say it fast because we live here. We live. A psychologist, right? Dr. Yaya, are you a psychologist? You're not typing fast enough. I'm waiting for you to type. Hello. Now she doesn't want to type anything. Yes, okay. She's a psychologist. And liquor, weed, whatever you use, that is a form of self-medicating. And, yo, we back, well, and I'm not even trying to be funny. We crazy as shit, but how could you be a black man, woman, or child in this country or in this world and not be crazy after all the shit they did to us and still continue to do, right? So, it's like they giving us liquor. Like, even when you think about when Dipset has SZA, like, when you really, really think about the lean addiction right now, that was kind of like ahead of his time because they was pushing that shit on, you know, get people to drink syrup. They, you think some of the biggest records is about syrup. Like this dude Future said, like, and it was so subliminal. Like the beat was dope when you think about the mask off shit. And he's just like, Percocet, Molly Percocet. And you find yourself bopping your head like Percocet, Molly Percocet, Percocet. Molly Percocet. And you're like, yo, hold up. I don't fucking pop Percocet or Molly's, but it just was so subliminal that you end up dancing and grooving to shit, and it's in the back of your subconscious, and you ain't even really realize that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but what I wanted to talk about today, but I'm, you know, I just wanted y'all to feel my drift with that, with this whole liquor thing, because I'm a non-drinker. I'm a former drinker. I used to drink before, but I don't drink any longer. So, yo, and you know what's funny, right? I'm gonna talk about my barber real quick. Shout out to my barber. Every time I go to my barber, right, I gotta tell him, yo, you're not going to touch my eyebrows. Every time I go to the barbershop, he's like, yo, you want, listen, bro. Not touching my eyebrows. I don't know what type of dudes come through here and get their eyebrows trimmed. or what they do, but you're not touching my eyebrows. If my eyebrows are bushy, whatever the case may be, if they crooked, you know, I just do this, you not touching my eyebrows. And he tried every time. He asked me every time. And it's just funny to me because I'm like, yo, look, my man, it is what it is. If you feel like out of line, yo, it just is what it is. You not touching my eyebrows. Then I went to another barber across the other chair. He just like, because, you know, some I go to Dominican barbers. They don't, you know, some of them really don't speak English that way. So he like, I'm like, nah, like, I don't. Listen, I ain't into that. I don't care who do that. I'm into my own things. I don't do eyebrows. Like, you're not doing my eyebrows. You're not threading them. You're not shaping them up with them little osters. You ain't doing that. You're just not touching my eyebrows ever. Yo, my eyebrows will grow down to my nose before I get my eyebrows shaped up. If I had a unibrow, it just is what it is. But even if you look at my logo on my hat, it's just my eyebrows is on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, don't touch my eyebrows. It just is what it is. You know, you ain't doing my own. Oh shit, Josh the Barber just comes in the building. Josh, where you from, Josh the Barber? That's funny, right? I'm talking about barbers and then a barber pops up in the chat. You know what I'm saying? This is the impromptu chat. So sometimes when you come to these chats and you see it ain't a million people in here. Because, you know, I just do these really sporadic, you know. Now, you know, you got to clip your nose hairs, though. You can't be walking around, you know. But Josh the Barber, where you from? Because I know you won't be trying to clip people eyebrows, man. Like, or you from New York? But New York is big. What part of New York you from? I'm in Brooklyn. What part you from? Josh the Barber in the building. Where your barbershop at? Or you one of them home barbershop people? I'm waiting. He said New York. New York is big, bro. Like, what part of New York? Could you... Come on, man. Can you just, like, get it, spit it out? All right, fuck it. Josh the Barber, whatever. Anyway. Yo, and another thing, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. No matter how gray, I did a topic on this before, and I'm sticking this, right? Sticking to this. No matter how gray my hair get, I ain't dying it. I don't, like, yo. It's just crazy, like a ramble a little bit. But did you notice, since, like, Obama left office, like, you don't really watch politics that much. Is that a good or bad thing? I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I wasn't really into politics too much in the first place. I'm into, like, local politics. But Stormy Daniels shit and whatever. Do you know what the fuck they talk? Who is it me? Who else out there don't know what they talking about when you look at the news? Are you lost like I am? Because I be feeling lost. Like, I cut on the news. I don't watch the news. But, you know, you go to MSNBC and shit, and it's like Stormy Daniels and North Korea. And I don't know. That shit is, do you know, could somebody in this chat room explain to me what is happening with this whole Stormy Daniels shit? With this whole collusion. What the fuck is collusion? I be looking shit up like, collusion? What the fuck is collusion? Matter of fact, where's my phone? Wait, I don't got my phone close to me. Somebody look up collusion. What the fuck is collusion? Because I be like, do I feel like I don't know what the fuck is going on? Like, am I the only one who's lost? And I'm saying all this, and I'm not trying to be funny about it. I'm just trying to see, is that a good or bad thing that we don't know what's going on politically on a, you know, a global scale? So collusion means corruption. So why they just don't say fucking corruption? Why they saying collusion? We never heard of collusion before. Don't be using no fucking new words with us. Don't be saying collusion. What the fuck is collusion? No time for collusion. Just say corruption and Collision mixed together. What the fuck? What the fuck is collusion? Josh said, we know what collusion means, bro. I don't know what it means. When you using these words, yeah, I guess that's a good thing. It forces us to look up stuff and all that. But it's like they're using these words to try to distract us from, like, really what the fuck is going on. And I think I colluded with a Russian lady one night. Hilarious. But, when you be looking at this, what is this Stormy Daniels? So, all right, now look. Rudolph Giuliani, that's not somebody that you, that's just not a nice guy. That's all I'm going to say. He's not a nice guy. Him being in politics is not cool. Is it a problem? Why is it saying my stream is having a problem? Very low output. YouTube is not receiving. Oh, you know what? I messed up. I was supposed to do something. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. No, I ain't messed up. It's lagging. Well, it was plugged in. Or maybe it's better now. Okay. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I got to be better now. Got to be better because I seen the red go up there. But I have the I'm plugged directly in to like Ethernet. Said, do New Yorkers like other cities? Yeah, we love other cities. We love everywhere. Us New Yorkers love everywhere. We, you know, but we're very, one thing about New Yorkers are very territorial, especially Brooklyn people. Like, I'm not really, sometimes when people ask me where I'm from, I say Brooklyn. I be forgetting to say New York. I just say Brooklyn. And I keep forgetting that Brooklyn is not New York, but it's a certain nepotism that comes with, Brooklynites that, you know, it's like when people go, when rappers go from Brooklyn, when they go places, they be like, it's Brooklyn in the house. They be in Kentucky. Like, how the fuck is Brooklyn going to be in the house and you in Kentucky? And then your people be like, oh, it's like, oh shit, Brooklyn in here all the way in Kentucky. That shit is crazy. But I'm supposed to be on a direct line. So I'm kind of confused why it's showing me on a wireless Wi-Fi rather. But I'm from downtown Brooklyn. Cause they, you know what? My area is considered to be like Clinton Hills, but I don't like to say Clinton Hills cause Clinton Hills is those buildings. And what they've been doing with Brooklyn, they've been kind of like renaming areas and shit. So I ain't from Clinton Hills. I'm from Fulton Street. That's what I say. But anyway. So yeah, let's get back to this real quick. Yeah, you know, Fulton Beds, exactly. So let me get back to this. Who in the chat room know what's happening in politics right now? Like the collusion, the North Korea, like who the fuck knows what's happening? Like, do y'all really know what's happening? Did y'all like kick a lot of that shit off after Obama left? Was you like, all right, this is, we're fucked? Did y'all just like write like everything off like, yo, we're fucked, and did that's it? Did this, you know what I'm saying? Cause I don't be following that shit no more. And I'm like, damn, am I playing myself? I be wondering if I'm playing myself by not following it. But it's the same shit every day. Like, you got Sean Hannity. I seen something with him. You got the like Fox News, you got all these fucking news stations. Like, what is that about? Do they be having news station beef too, right? If I'm not mistaken, they be having news station beef. Man, ain't no World War III gonna happen. I don't believe that shit. They've been saying World War III is gonna happen since World War II. They've been saying it's the end of the world. We in the last days. They've been saying that shit for a long time. I just don't believe none of that shit. So why they be beefing? So all right, cool. So that means that it makes sense for other YouTubers to get on YouTube and diss me and shit. All right, it makes sense. Because at first I was like, what the fuck y'all dissing me for? You know what I'm saying? Like, why y'all keep putting my name in the title of your videos and shit? Leave me the fuck alone. Yo, ain't no World War III going to happen. All right, let's keep it real. We dealing with politics right now, right? World War III happened. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Or are we just going to sit back and say, World War III is happening. We're in the last days. Okay, World War III is going to happen. What are you going to do? Because that's the shit that be killing me. Like, everybody, and I'm not disrespecting nobody in here, but it's like, everybody's always on this, like, conspiracy shit, but not ready for that shit. You know what I'm saying? If they, like me, listen, man, that's why I walk so much. I always be ready to walk. Like, if shit happened, I'd be fucking ready to walk. I'd be like, yo, listen, man, sometimes you can't do a car, you can't do nothing, you just gotta fucking walk. So why everybody always be like, yo, this the last days and shit, and this is, and I'm like, yo, man, how long the last days been happening? And y'all bugging off this World War III shit, because Obama was bombing people too. That shit ain't new, that shit been happening. All these bombs and all that shit, that been happening in the Obama administration. That shit is not new. Don't think Trump came to office and then he just started bombing people. Obama was bombing people too. That shit is not fucking new. You know what I'm saying? Cut it out. Y'all act like, oh, Israel and they been doing that. You know what I'm saying? The last days been coming since the first days. Absolutely right. I apologize for my stream lagging. That kind of pissed me off. But I'm going to start trying to have a little regularity with this, because a lot of people don't be knowing I'm live, and I really do be on some impromptu live shit. I just sit here and say, yo, you know what? I'm going to go live. And then I just send out an alert, and then that's it. Yeah, remember when the world was ending in 2000? I believe that shit, though, because I ain't know no better. You know, we was little and young and shit, like fucking 2000. Damn, we got like 4 years left. You know what I'm saying? We got like 4 years left and then it's over. But we thought it was going to end in 2000, remember? Then it was 2012. So we like, yo, the Mayans said. I'm like, yo, I don't know one motherfucking Mayan. I don't know one Mayan. I don't know anybody who's a Mayan. So I don't care what they said. And then it's like Trump is going to... They like, yo, Trump is walking around with the suitcase to the nuclear weapons. I'm like, so I seen dudes playing golf, doing all types of shit. Who got the suitcase? Because if he's the person that's going to push the button for the suitcase, the button for the nuclear war and all that, he was fucking playing golf. Who got the suitcase? You mean you gave the nuclear suitcase to somebody else while you playing golf? Obama was playing golf too. So you gave the suitcase to somebody while you was playing golf? Who got the suitcase? And this is a little bit, come on, man, you can't just be giving the suitcase to somebody. That shit is crazy. You gave somebody the fucking suitcase? Just, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I be talking about with... Yeah, Obama was running the full court. Obama was running the full. Who had the suitcase while Obama was trying to cross people over? So everywhere Obama go at that time, he had the suitcase. Everywhere... I don't believe that shit, man. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. So, all right. Obama, because I ain't acknowledging the other dude like that. But Obama's running the full, right? Boom. He get a hard foul. So, somebody got the suitcase. So, somebody automatically tells him, your shit popped off. So, he goes in the suitcase. Because I watch movies and stuff where they did. So somebody hit him like, yo, shit popped off, my G. Like, shit crazy out there. They just launched some shit at us. So he's running the full, sweaty, trying to cross people over. Got fouled hard. So he takes the suitcase. And then I think they seen him put a key in that shit and hit buttons. And all, he know all the codes. Where's he going after that, though? Because if he's running a full, right, and they shot nuclear weapons over at us, where the fuck is he going? Because you can't get no plane because them shits is airborne, right? So I would assume that it's a bunker everywhere for the president to go. I would assume that. Because, so where's his, so, all right. If he's running a full, let's say, Kentucky. His wife at the time, Michelle, is in Hawaii doing charity work or whatever. What the fuck happens to his wife and daughters? His daughters, you know, what happens to them? Like, are they just gonna die in a nuclear war and shit? Like, I'm confused. So a lot of that shit I didn't believe. You know, I just was just like, okay. I think this shit is, yeah, but you saying they got floors under the Pentagon. But what if he's not by the Pentagon? What if he's somewhere else? Is it the Pentagon is in DC? Am I, you know? He said his daughter start twerking. Y'all foul. I'm just saying, like, I'm confused. Cause I'm gonna be real with y'all, right? It's some shit that I believe in, but some shit be so far-fetched, man. Some, like, conspiracy shit be so fucking far-fetched. Like, yo, come on, man. Come on. Now, cut it out. Like, y'all just going too fucking far, because y'all be running with shit. And it's just, you know, I don't believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to be naive. Like, certain shit ain't real, but come on, man. Come on, man. Somebody's asking me about Jay-Z. What about Jay-Z? And what about these comic book movies? I ain't really... You know what's funny, though? I watched Black Panther. And I watched Black Panther. And I just watched the movie and just left. I didn't feel like I wanted to fucking live in Wakanda and no shit like that. Like, I ain't... You know, I didn't really feel like... It ain't captivate me like that. I was like, yo, this shit was a good movie. But, shit, I watched motherfucking Spawn. And I watched... Blade and shit, you know, like, Blade was, like, my favorite black, you know, superhero, if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? I ain't feel fucking special, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fucking movie, you know what I'm saying? It just was a movie, like, I didn't take nothing from it. I didn't feel like, you know, it just was whatever, you know what I'm saying? It was a fucking movie, and I bounced, you know what I'm saying? I went there for my birthday. My bounce. That was it. Like, I didn't really feel like, oh, shit, like, Wakanda. And because, see, I'm a type of individual, right? I pay attention to everything, and I analyze a lot of stuff, and sometimes I try not to be too analytical, and I try not to overanalyze shit. But when I look at movies, I always look at, like, yo, all right, what's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of this? What's the purpose of this movie? And then I realized, yo, this shit is from a comic book. You know, so, you know, whatever. I'm a Pisces. You know what I'm saying? It's a comic book. You know, there is no place called Wakanda. There is no place called Wakanda. It doesn't exist. Now, in a perfect world, that would be perfect. But we can't even fucking argue. We can't even get along about nothing. You know, so before we keep trying to find unity through movies and all types of shit, we just got to think about simple shit. You know what I'm saying? Simple shit. And like me, I take entertainment as entertainment. And I do want to say this, right? This is very important. Celebrities, actors, athletes, rappers, saxophone players, they don't speak for me. Like, they just here to entertain me. I don't really give a fuck about what they say. I don't give a fuck about their art. I don't give a fuck about their expression. I'm not one of them people that's like, look at a video and say, look at the esoteric meaning in it. Like, I don't give a fuck, because 9 times out of 10, this individual, we don't live the same type of life. Like, you know what I'm saying? There is no way that you can be, because, all right, I didn't want to get back into this, but y'all forcing me. When you look at Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, who said he was trying to be pro-black? You know, so black people, we always looking for some shit. Did you see the message? Nah, maybe it ain't no fucking message. Maybe you looking too deep. Maybe you always looking for something, right? Now, look. Yeah, Kareem Earl Reed said everything doesn't have to be decoded, right? Okay, now look. Say it's a big message in his video and different videos and different things. What are you going to do about it? And it's all I always ask people. What are you going to do, being that you know this information that you know? How is it going to change your life? How are you going to change your life besides just keep saying, oh, that shit was deep. I'm woke. Stay woke. Oh, we woke. Some of y'all woke motherfuckers are some of the most sleek people I've ever seen in my life. Honestly. That shit is corny to me. Like, Donald Glover, we not the same. We not the same. I don't have a white wife. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I never kiss no man. I will never dance like no fruit basket ever. You know, so that he don't speak for me. He said, this is America. He didn't say this is black America. He didn't say this is black people. He said this is America. So whatever little messages or whatever you see in the video, cool, this is America. But what does that have to do with us though? Y'all, you know, black people, please stop latching on to shit that has nothing to do with us, because a lot of times you have to realize that that shit has been sanctioned by your enemy. Your enemy is funding it and sanctioning that shit. He cannot do it unless they allow him to do it. So cut it out with that shit. Stacking like he's fucking some change and he's going to change some shit with this video. Because I always say, okay, all right, cool. You know all this shit, you know. Yeah, now what? Now what you gonna do? You still gonna get up, take your ass to work the next day. And all you're going to do is go to your motherfucking job and talk shit about, did you see the video? And argue with people about why it was deep. And, oh, you just don't see it. You didn't get the message. It went over your head. Shut the fuck up. I seen it and I thought it was bullshit. I'm not watching a grown-ass man dance around with no sweaty-ass grown-ass man with his hair looking crazy, looking like fucking Mr. Glass from Unbreakable, dancing around in some tight-ass pants. I'm not watching that. Not me. That's not what I'm into. And when I look at who's sending me the message, sometimes I'll be like, okay, so what's the point of him trying to send me the fucking message? No. Because if you not living what you sending, I don't want it. Your actions ain't matching your captions. Your actions ain't matching your captions. So I don't give a damn. So y'all could, you just don't get it. All right, you get it. Mm-hmm, you get it. What changes about your life today? Because you're still going to be a piece of shit. You still a piece of shit. You get it, right? You get it. You got all the messages. Look behind there. That is the horse from Behold the Pale Horse. How many of y'all even read the fucking book? How many of y'all even read? Y'all don't even read. And you trying to tell me what I don't fucking get when I forgot more than you ever know. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Your actions ain't matching your captions. All you want to do is be with the in crowd, the fake woke crowd, because you know what's going on. But you don't live. Your ways and actions are savage at all times. You don't say, get the fuck out of here. Your ways and actions are savage. Now, for those who get it and those who look at certain things and say, okay, cool, you know, I didn't think this. I didn't peep this. All right, cool. That's for them. But stop acting like you got some fucking new awakening from this video or these videos or these rappers or these athletes. And you know what I'm saying? I don't want no fucking athlete to speak for me. You don't got to speak for me. Just dribble the fucking ball or throw the football or throw the baseball, because that's what you are. When you look at other, and there's not too many races, so a lot of times when we say races, but when you look at other people, they don't worship athletes. They don't. You don't see fucking let me see. Who could I use in this situation? Damn, I don't even fucking know. Who's a popular, let's say Roger Federer, the tennis player. You don't see them worshiping Roger Federer on some political shit. You don't see them saying, Roger Federer, go out there and speak for. They don't be doing that shit. They don't be doing that shit. They be like, he play tennis. He better shut the fuck up and play tennis. We worship athletes. We be wanting athletes to speak for us. And when they came out and they had the hoodies on and all that shit, I'm like, Here we go. They're taking a stand. They're at the SP Awards. Like they ain't fucking $40 million slaves. We the only people that, you know, want comedians and shit to speak for us. And then you have people who are political activists. You have people who are in the know of what's going on. And we be fucking like, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? You know why? Because we're not entertained by it. If we can't drink it, smoke it, fuck it, dance to it, we just like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? We want Mr. Black Excellence Diddy to speak for us. But then he got that Ciroc though. Drink this Ciroc, but Black Excellence. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's who you following? That's who what Black Excellence is about? Giving you Ciroc? That shit ain't Black Excellence. That's Black Death. That's Black Destruction. That's what that is. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. So miss me with that, you know, they speaking up for us. You know what I'm saying? That shit is dumb. A lot of motherfuckers don't speak for us. They speak to us, and they speak to us from somebody else that's saying, here, I need you to, because if you notice, right, all of them are selling a product. That's really what it's all about. They're all vendors. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't want to go there. I ain't going to go. No, fuck that. I am going to go there. Even in the conscious community, you got dudes who talk shit all day. They're really selling something. They're talking shit and they're doing certain things because when the lectures and certain things happen, they get up to set a table up to sell their fucking merch. That's really what it's all about. They are vendors. They're vendors. Because me, I'm the type of person I say, all right, I don't consider myself to be no fool. So, if I'm not a fool, and I got knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and I know certain things, how do I monetize what I know without saying, do this for me, and rather pay me and I'll do this for you? You know, a motherfucker might as well say, yo, if I touch your head, you're going to be cured of cancer. And people be really just buying that shit and buying it. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here. That's why I say with the Donald Glover shit, that's why y'all keep getting scammed. That's why these dudes keep getting y'all, because y'all believe any fucking thing. All somebody got to do is come and speak eloquently and nice and act like, and y'all just buy into that shit. Y'all buy right into that shit. It be motherfuckers in the crib eating pork, drinking faucet water, trying to tell you. It be motherfuckers in the crib, you know, eating pork, drinking faucet water, trying to tell you how to live your life, and you buy into that shit. Now, get the fuck out of here. I done been to lectures, after the lectures, motherfuckers like, where the hoes at? And roll up weed. Facts. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not here to blow nobody up. I'm just saying that you just got to be careful, man. You got to pick and choose your spots. Not saying everybody is full of shit. And not saying that because you're a vendor and you make money. But at the end of the day, everybody's trying to sell you something. You know, so you got to be careful with what you're selling. Like, I never came off like I'm some type of teacher or some holier than thou ass dude. I'm flawed like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I don't act like I'm better than anybody. But I just know that I'm not falling for any agendas. And you're not going to make me do certain shit. I don't do anything that I don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? said pork and faucet water is delicious. I mean, for those who do that, do that. I'm not saying, you know, it ain't my thing. I'm just saying that people act like, you know, they're vegans and, you know, I follow this Dr. Sebi diet and I'm alkaline and shit. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink faucet water. I was saying that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just bugging. But I'm just saying, like, yo, y'all got to stop being so easily fooled by people who's giving you information. Because if they got all this information, why are you fucked up? You're not supposed to have information to be fucked up. Information is the key to everything. Information is the highway to everything. To better living, to better breathing, to better thinking, to everything. So if you got all this information, why are you fucked up? Why are you twisted? Why are you fucked up? Because not one time have you ever seen me come on a live stream and say, yo, I need this, I need this, I need that, or do this for me. And I don't do that shit. I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of it all, I got to figure it out whether, you know, y'all support me or not. You know, I had people donate to my Patreon and take their dollar back. You ain't seen me come on here, bitch, but I seen that shit. Like, people, you know, if you think about it, right, people support my Patreon. 12 months is $12. $12 for the year to support me, right? Nah, so Jason Battle said, all the vegans I know sniff coke. I'm done. That's it. No mas. Oh, shit. But, you know, $12 a year, you know, if you 2 years, it's $24. 3 years, it's $36. $36. I ask people for $1 a month. So once it started seeming like, oh, I'm begging or I'm broke, or you see people making YouTubes, oh, he got ad breaks and look how many ads he got, I'm like, yo, this shit, you know what? I'm not like y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, if everybody got on green, I'm going to come with fucking blue on or red or something. Like, I'm really not like everybody else. I march to the beat of my own drum at all times. But I'm going to figure it out. That's survival. And I'm never going to do no self-loathing. And I'm never going to make anybody feel bad because they didn't do something for me. You know what I'm saying? You know how many motherfuckers I helped and did shit for? Now, sometimes I point shit out. But I'm going to do me regardless. I'm you know what I'm saying? I come from roaches, rats, mice, and crime and all that shit. And we still here. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here. So I'm not going to be acting like, yo, I got all the fucking information. I know everything. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes when I see dudes jump on YouTube every day, no matter what the fuck the topic is, they know about it. I mean, shut the fuck up. You don't know what's going on. You don't know shit because you broke. You know what I'm saying? And broke people, because I'm not subscribing to this whole poor righteous teacher shit. Fuck that. I'm not subscribing to that. That's stupid to be poor. You know, who the fuck want to be poor? But again, when you're dealing with money, people equate materialism with money. And that doesn't mean that you have money. That means that you have assets. And some of your assets that you have don't equate back into money, because once you buy it, it ain't worth shit, or it ain't worth what you paid for it. A lot of things depreciate. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I could show y'all jewelry. I could show y'all all that shit. But I did a lot of that shit in youth, and I still have it. You know what I'm saying? But that don't make me somebody fucking special. That don't, you know what I'm saying? That don't make me shit. Getting up every day, taking care of my business, and staying out of everybody else's fucking business would make me special. Because I be minding my business. I be saying shit. I be like, yo, man, I don't give a fuck about that. That shit don't, just leave me the fuck alone. Leave me out of that shit. And I just do me. I am not messy. I just refuse to be messy. I refuse to be all in the mix. You know what I'm saying? I got my Instagram. Which I didn't put my Instagram back. I realized that. I got my Instagram. I got my social media. I say what I got to say. I keep it moving. I don't argue with people. I don't engage people. Because all arguments lead to fights physically. You know what I'm saying? So if we can't agree to disagree and just keep it moving, then just let's leave this shit alone. You know what I'm saying? Leave this shit alone. Because I'm not into arguing. Because once you say some disrespectful shit, I must assail you. That's just what it is. I do not take no disrespect. You're not going to tell me to to suck your meat. You ain't going to say nothing about my mother. You ain't going to say what you're going to do to me. You ain't going to do none of that shit because you get punched in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? So if we not going to disagree to teach each other something, then what are we disagreeing for? You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times people just be disagreeing because they... Did you notice that we in a day and time where people just disagree with every fucking thing? No matter what you say. No matter what you say. You put a post on social media, here comes somebody in your status. Disagreeing. Just to be fucking disagreeing. Disagreeable. Get the fuck out of here. Shit is just stupid. Like, no matter what you say. Everybody knows. Everybody is so fucking woke and broke. You can't be woke and broke. And I ain't talking about scamming people. And I mean broke. And broke doesn't mean money. You spiritually broke. You are hurt. You need help. Call Dr. Yaya or some shit like that. Because everybody's... I know sometimes... And I be G-checking myself sometimes. I be like, damn, I wonder if I come off like I'm angry all the time and shit. Because I ain't angry and shit. I play... I act like a fucking fool all day. But it's a time and a place for everything. But, you know, it's just like... I put up the Donald Glover post and shit. Motherfuckers like, oh, you just didn't see the message. Are you fucking stupid? Do you know how many books I've read? Like, do you know... That every so-called message that he's sending you, I know the founder of what it is, and I know that it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But again, everybody could go live, so that shit ain't special no more. Everybody could go live on their phones. You got some people that's looking at, like, all right, listen, right? Let's deal with psychology for a minute. Hold on, I think I kicked that Y out again. Let's think about psychology for 1 minute, right? You have people who's going live, and it's like three people watching them. And they're looking at their phone, and then you looking at people's screen name that's looking at you, and you like this. On your phone though, hold on, you like this. Use everything. Think about how crazy that shit is though. Think about how much narcissism that you have to have people looking at you and you ain't doing shit. That's a difference. All right, I'm live. We talking, we building. I have regulars who come here all the time. I have people, you know, who's new to what I'm doing or whatever the case may be. And then you have people who have no fucking following. And they're just on there looking. And then you got these motherfuckers. Who's sitting there. Smoking a blunt. Like, you really jumped on live on Facebook to smoke weed? That's very strange. And you know people who smoke weed think they're extra smart when they get high. They just think they could fucking see different dimensions and shit. Motherfucker be like, yeah, man, you know, sounding like Oswald Bates and shit. I be like, man, shut the fuck up, nigga. You high. Or you, or they jump on live and they got that little bit of Hennessy in the cup. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, what's sacred anymore? What's private anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's sacred? What's private? What's like, what's, you know, you give so much of your life to people who don't care about you. Like, when you really think about it, man, like, all of the toughest motherfuckers, the most gangsterous people, they gonna go to the same jail or the same grave as everybody else. Like, you don't get a special grave when you tough. Like, if you got, you know, you got money, you could get maybe a little like mausoleum or, you know, nice horse and carriage or some shit like that. But you dead. There is no reward for being like extra tough. You know, there's no reward for that shit. Like, fucking all the tough niggas is in the same type grave. All the tough niggas is in the same jails. Like, there is no reward for being extra, you know, yeah, yo, he was, because I be feeling like people be doing dumb shit to be like some type of hood martyr. Like, You think I want motherfuckers saying free me or rest in peace? That's why sometimes y'all always ask me when people be talking shit about me why I don't respond. I'm like, respond for what? He said he's going to beat me up. So now he just got to do it. Like when I'm going to fucking alert the police that I'm going to do something back to somebody who said that they was going to do something to me on the internet. On the fucking, on, nigga really went on live and said, I'm going to smack you when I see. Why you just don't smack me when you see me? You ever seen me threaten? So I don't threaten nobody. Because it, when it's on. What the fuck are we talking about? Why would I alert you that I'm going to do something to you? If you alert the world that you're going to do something to somebody over the internet, you fronting. Because when it's really on, if you real out here, when it's on, you ain't telling nobody. You ain't telling nobody. Only people you might tell is the people that you with. And a lot of time, I roll for Dolo. So, but I'm a pop by myself. You know what I'm saying? All this, yo, when I catch you, it's like, oh man, here we go. Another motherfucker talking about what he gonna do to me. I'm like, yo, all right, man. So now I know when I see you, automatically bust you in your fucking head. Because ain't no, nah, bro, what I was saying was, or, yo, I was going, yo, this dude made a video about me, right? And he was, he at replied everybody on Twitter. I had to block him. He made a video about me. I think he's since removed the video. He's just talking about how he's going to smack me and shit and all this shit. This motherfucker was probably like 400 pounds, right? So I said to him, my nigga, you can't even walk 5 fucking steps without breathing hard. How you going to smack me? You know what I'm saying? I could just run from you and you going to be out of breath. And then once you can't catch your wind, I'm going to take off on you. So I was walking down Fulton Street. I was going to get my Super Mega Greens from, the homie Supernova Sloan, his rep. So I was on Fulton and Nostrand, right? So I'm looking. So dude was like, what's up to me? Now when I'm walking out, you know, I'm walking around Brooklyn, a lot of people say what's up to me and shit. So I'd be like, what's good? You know, I'm regular dude, you know, whatever. Fuck all this shit. You know, I'm regular. He's like, what's up? So I'm like, yo, damn, this dude look familiar to me. So I automatically go into that mode of, I don't know if I know him from a positive situation or a negative situation, but my intuition is telling me it's something negative. But he just smiling. Like, I see the nigga back teeth. I seen the nigga tonsils and shit. He just smiling. What's up? So I'm like, so a homie that was with me was like, yo, you know him? I was like, nah, I don't know him. So then he come over to me and say, yo, I saw MREC over such and such. He's still smiling. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, yo, hold up. Something ain't right with this dude. So he left. He got up. He got on the train. So the homie that I was with, that I met, rather, because we wasn't together, he was like, yo, you know him? So I was like, yo, dude lost a little bit of weight. And I wonder if that was dude who said he was going to smack me. So I called Rec. I'm like, yo, did you see a dude blah, 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 the other day? He said, yeah. I said, what the dude say his name was? He said, yo, he said his name was. I said, I knew that was him. I knew that was him. That was the dude who was supposed to smack me. But instead, he gave me a 5. He asked me, was I good? And he was smiling. So I'm like, yo, I thought you was going to smack me. So you did all that shit on the internet. You did all that huffing and puffing. You did all that shit for what? This is what I'm trying to say to people. Stop fucking fronting. Because you play with people out here, you're going to get your motherfucking self hurt. Or you're going to hurt somebody and go to jail. And all that shit is stupid. For what? This is the fucking internet. It's the internet. You don't get along. Listen, people I don't get along with, I do not click their channels. I do not have them on my fucking platform. Fuck them. People be hitting me, yo, such and such said this about you. All right, and what the fuck did you say? Because if somebody talks shit about me and you didn't defend me, then I'm not fucking with you too. because if somebody say something about somebody that I love and fuck with, I'm going crazy. I'm not even coming to tell you that somebody said something about you. It ain't even going to make it to you because I'm handling that shit on the spot. What? You talking about my people, my family, my man? No, you're not. Even on the internet, you on there typing some crazy shit. I'm going to put you in, yo, listen, fam, I think you should chill. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk about my people like that. Don't talk about, you know, not to me. So a lot of times people be coming, such and such made a video about you. I blocked them. Fuck out of here. I ain't fucking with you because you a warmonger. Because if I didn't see it, then I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't say it to me. He ain't at reply me. He ain't say my name. I don't care. People talk about me every day. They hated me since I was a little baby. You know what I'm saying? So I don't give a fuck. But all that, such and such, I think they was throwing a shot at you or subliminal. I'm like, so what I'm supposed to do? Get on the camera and look tough to respond to them so I could give you gossip and you could just go back and forth and all that. Like, I'm not doing that shit. I did that dumb shit before. I'm not doing that. We elevated, you know what I'm saying? We elevate and we move up. We don't make the same dumbass mistakes and doing the same stupid ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Because look, where does that get you? Listen, man. Listen. When you really think about it, we all gonna die, right? We all gonna pass away. The flesh, you know, the spirit lasts forever. And then if you put out good work, that's forever. You know what I'm saying? So I think I did enough things that I'm gonna last forever, right? Maybe not, whatever the case may be. But I did what I, while I'm here, I'm doing what I gotta do, right? I'm not trying to be no fucking martyr for jail or the cemetery. I ain't trying to be like, yo, I was the realest nigga, but now I never see the fucking lights, street lights again. Like, think how fucking crazy that is. Think how crazy you gotta be to be like, yo, I was the realest nigga. And niggas is saying free you. That, how real is that? Now, if you did something in youth, that's different because a lot of brothers have made mistakes as youth and they didn't get a chance to grow into manhood. I'm a fucking grown ass man. Why would I be doing some little kid shit? Risking it all. All this shit I built by my fucking self, hitting 100K subscribers, helping start a podcast network, you know, helping others to throw it all away over some bum ass internet motherfucker talking shit about what he gonna do to me. And then when he see me, he ain't gonna do shit. So I'm going to throw it all away for that. You fucking stupid. That shit is stupid. Or I see him and I pop on them. And then y'all saying free me. Or I see a dude and he fucking kill me or do something to me. Then y'all saying rest in peace to me over some internet shit. When in actuality, we got drug dealers in our neighborhood. We got different people in our neighborhood poisoning and doing shit to our fucking neighborhood. We don't say nothing about that. Know what I'm saying? We got to police our old neighborhood. Fuck the police. We got to police our neighborhood. Well, policing the neighborhood starts with you telling your fucking cousin that he can't be selling crack outside. That's where to start with. Are you going to do that? Are you going to do that? No, you're not going to do that. You're going to be like, yo, we got to police our neighborhood. But I know my cousin is hustling, but he be hitting me off. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that shit is just crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? But I had y'all in for like an hour and shit. I might use some of this audio for my podcast. Actually, I am. If you're not subscribed to my podcast, it's on Audio Boom. If you go to Audio Boom, you can get all the links. iTunes, Google Play, Radio, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, Stitcher, everything, you know. But now on some real shit, man, like all this extra stupid shit, I just be like, yo, now I could talk shit with the best of them. I talk about a lot of past tense shit because it's a lot of people I don't respect. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be playing a lot of games and shit. And if y'all notice, I'm not messy. I don't be in people's comments talking shit. I don't be making videos about people. I be chilling, man. I really, really love my life. I really be chilling. I really feel like I still got a lot of growing to do, you know, in all aspects. And I just be chilling. I ain't with all this stupid shit. Because I know how far I'm going to go with it. I know I'm going to go all the way there. And for what? You go all the way there, you kill or be killed. So when you kill or be killed, the only options is jail or cemetery. Really think about that. Like, you got, you know, you have children, you have family, you got people who love you, and you're trying to prove to people who don't give a fuck about you on the internet that you real, that you tough. Like, how crazy that shit is. People who don't give a fuck about you, honestly, because when you really think about it, right? When you really think about it, people reroute who they fuck with. Like, you know, one day they fucking with this person and the next day they fucking with this person. And it's like out of sight, out of mind. Like, you know, people be like, yo, you got all these subscribers and your chat rooms don't be, you know, crazy, or this didn't get that many views. I don't pay for views. I don't use bots. I don't do none of that shit. And I'm telling y'all that that's what a lot of people be doing. So me, I like to get everything organic. I like to get everything organically. I'm not going to cheat. I'm just not going to cheat, because if I cheat, who I'm cheating? I'm cheating myself. And I don't feel like I got to impress nobody. So I ain't trying to make no impressions on, oh, I did this amount of views and all that. Because it feel good when you really get those views and you know you bust your ass for that shit. And you got 100,000 or a million views. You know, you feel like, yo, man, I just cracked 100,000. I cracked 1 million on that. And I know I didn't cheat. You feel better. For example, right? Anything that's given to you, you never really respect it. Anything you earn, you love it more, you know. So right now, if somebody came to you and they said, do you want this chicken? And they give it to you. If the shit is nasty, what you going to do? You're going to throw this shit in the garbage. What it cost you, ain't cost you nothing. Like, I ain't eating this nasty ass chicken. I'm throwing this shit away. But if you paid for that chicken with your last couple of dollars, if that shit is nasty, man, you put it in the oven, you'll refry it, you'll put hot sauce on it, ketchup, whatever you got to do, because it's your last and you earned it. But when you don't earn shit, you don't care. And that's why a lot of people be throwing shit away. You see them throw their life away. They throw certain shit away. You'd be like, damn, he had it good. Why could he throw it all away? Because he didn't fucking earn shit. He don't care. He don't care. Me, everything I got, I earned. You know what I'm saying? Everything I got, I earned. And I earned it from working hard. And I got it from the support of the people that's listening and the people that's watching right now. That's how I got what I got. I'm not into cheating. Because cheating is just really cheating yourself. You go, you bought fucking 10,000 followers on Instagram, or you got 20,000 followers on Twitter, and you tweet something and nobody don't retweet it. And you be like, you know what I'm saying? That shit just look fucking, that shit just look crazy. Like, hold on. This motherfucker got 200,000 followers and he put up some shit 2 days ago, and that shit got like 4 comments? And you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, that shit is, let me just sum it up like this. I don't care about what my perception is to people that I know don't love me and care about me. I think people worry about people who don't care about them too much. I'm telling you, people don't give a fuck about you. Some of the people that you did the most for don't give a fuck about you. So how do you think strangers care about you? You want to know how much people like you? Sell something. Sell something. If people buy your shit, then they respect you. If people care about, because like, you know, people used to text me videos because they know I co-own Forbes DVD. They used to text me videos. I'd be like, God damn. You ain't even fucking ask me how I'm doing. Like, I could be sick, or, you know, it was times I was, you know, laid up, fucked up. Like, yo, you ain't even say how you doing. Like, I'm not even, y'all don't even treat me like I'm human and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I drink water. I drink olive leaf and shit, you know. Make sure you get you a bottle, you know. Yeah, black manufactured, distributed too. So, you know, I'm human. Like, how the fuck you just treating me like some tweet dude? Like, I remember, you know, sometimes, and I be feeling bad because people be like, yo, could you go live? And I'd be like, yo, man, I just don't feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to. You know, and I be feeling like sometimes, damn, I'm neglecting the people who really support me. But, yo, I'm human. Sometimes I just don't want to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm just chilling. Like, it's rare in life that you can get a peace of mind. You know, peace of mind is priceless. A peace of mind where you can find that, you know, that moment, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, where you just completely free of negative thoughts. You free of positive thoughts. You just free. You just chilling. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times people just, you know, once I went public with, you know, this guy, and you know, this guy, and you know, this guy, you no longer, you become almost like public property. You know, like you almost aren't human anymore. People don't treat you like you're human. So I see why a lot of celebrities go fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, damn, imagine you looking at the Chinese restaurant. You're like, damn, man, I want some of them hairy ass chicken wings with hot sauce on it. But I can't go in there because they're going to fucking bombard me. Just really think about that shit. You can't do simple shit. That's why me... Yo, I refuse to let them, you ask anybody, whoever I encountered in the street, I don't be with all that shit. I don't be with all that shit. Don't treat me like that. I'm a regular motherfucker. I'm the individual that you will probably see on my bike or walking. And I be dressed in my workout clothes all day, every day. Because I'm always walking or riding the bike. That's what the fuck I do. Do not treat me. I was in B&H. Shout out to homegirl in B&H. I was leaving. She was like, you're Doggy Diamonds, right? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh shit, what's up? What's up? It's like, I say, where do you know me from? Say, I know you from your YouTube. Thank you for subscribing. You know what I'm saying? And I be out. I give everybody pound. Give everybody conversation. Not with no funny style weirdo shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, at the end of it all, yo, peace of mind is everything. And that's not even for me. You go to work. You know, you working at that fucking job, wherever you work at. Instead, don't work, especially if you work in public service, where you're either answering phones or, you know, you're helping people, because people don't even know that you're not responsible. Like if you work in HRA or Social Security or even DMV or some shit like that, anywhere where it's public service, the people hold you responsible. Like they call you, like they suspended my license. It's like, what the fuck do you want me to do? I didn't do it. They hold you, no, motherfuckers, they fucking, you know, and it's like, yo, look, man, if you go and you nice to people, most of the time you get what you give. Anytime I want something, I don't go with that fucking negative shit, because, you know, aggression get met with aggression. If you walking on the street, somebody be like, yo, what up? I'm like, what up? But if somebody be like, yo, what's good? Oh, what's good? You know what I'm saying? But you want shit. So you at your job and motherfuckers is calling you. And you like, yo, I just got to escape this shit. So any minute you get a chance to just have a peace of mind, you supposed to do that shit. You know, whether you're reading, writing, chilling, whatever. Hold on, I need some water. I'm not endorsing this product, by the way. But I'm going to drink this fucking water. Now, I don't want to see y'all in the comments telling me which motherfucking water I should drink, okay? Because I'm drinking that water because that's the water I got. Now, if you want me to drink some motherfucking high-power water, then you buy it for me because I'm drinking that shit right now, okay? All this other water, you drink all that high-power water and you still ain't shit. So stop telling me what the fuck I should be eating and drinking because I be hating that shit. Like when I see, listen, I see people eat pork sometimes, right? I don't eat pork. If you want to eat pork, that shit is on you. I don't eat that shit. But I ain't going to be like, oh, you eating that swine. Oh, that swine. Like, shut the fuck up. Listen, my grandmother's in her 80s, right? And she eats swine. And she's older than all of us, older than me. So I'm going to tell an 80-year-old, you eating swine? Yeah, and she lived to be 80. And it'd be motherfuckers who don't eat swine, that don't even eat meat, that be dying in they fucking 40s. So cut it the fuck out with all that fucking, you know. Again, what you know, if you cannot capitalize off of what you know, then you don't know anything. Because a wise man, a thinking man, is going to figure it out without stealing from people. That's all I'm saying. So stop acting like y'all all fucking smart and you ain't got shit. Stop acting like you intelligent and you don't got shit. You fucking begging. Send them GoFundMes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Look, I eat chicken. I eat motherfucking cauliflower. I eat motherfucking broccoli. All that shit they said don't eat, I like that shit. And I eat it. And I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I do what the fuck I want to do. Because I'm not going to jump on fads. I'm going to do what works for me. I'm not going to do what you do because this person said you should do this. That shit don't work like that. You got to do what works for you. Like, I'm very anti-cigarette, right? Now I don't eat no fucking onion rings. That shit just sound weird. But, I got pink Himalayan salt, too. I eat that shit every day. All right, but look, let's keep it real. See, I take my supplements, you know what I'm saying? I take my supplements, I do a lot of detoxes, I'm on my shit. It ain't like I don't eat steak and shit like that, but, yo, you gonna die. Yo, you gonna die. Stop acting like you gonna eat some shit that's fucking some fountain of youth. Eat the drink from the fountain of youth, and then talk to me. Other than that, your ass gonna die. So cut it the fuck out. But yo, like I was saying, I'd be having verbal ADD, right? Cigarettes. I'm very anti-cigarette. I don't like cigarettes. My grandmother passed away from complications of lung cancer. So even before that, I never smoked in my life. But when I seen what it do to you, I was like, damn, that shit crazy, right? So I don't fuck with cigarettes. If you smoke, you can't smoke in my crib. I don't even want you smoking around me. But I realize that some people just need a fucking cigarette. Some people just need a cigarette. Because if they don't smoke a cigarette, they don't know how to cope with shit. And they might just kill somebody. So give him a fucking cigarette. You rather him smoke a cigarette than to be a fucking mass murderer. This is a fact. You know? So what I do with people, instead of downing them for what they do, I try to give them different coping mechanisms with how they don't feel like they need the cigarette. You know? Now, I don't smoke weed either. I never smoke in my life. You know what I'm saying? But some people just need a fucking cigarette. Some people need, you know, weed. See, with me, I try not to say, I need this or I need that. You know, because if you don't have it, then what? So I try not to need anything. But, you know, you could go without fucking water for a few days. You can go without food for a few days. The only thing that you can't go out of is air, you know? So that's the only thing I need is H2O. No, that's water, right? See? Oxygen. Damn, I said H2O. Stupid. But yeah. I don't drink or smoke. Don't drink or smoke. But I don't knock people who do. You know what I'm saying? You do whatever your vice is, that's your vice. I can't knock your vice, but just don't fucking play games with me. Don't be saying to me, yo, Just take a sip and all, because I ain't no fucking little dude. You ain't going to fucking peer pressure me into smoking. Yo, just take a pull. Come on, man. What the fuck I look like? Just take a pull. Too fucking old for somebody to be peer pressuring me into doing some shit that I don't want to do. Again, I don't do anything that I don't want to do. I wouldn't give a fuck if people mad at me. Like, yo, man, that's fucked up. Yo, you could at least compromise. Compromise what? I'm going to compromise myself to make you partially happy? Because even if I do it, you're going to sit there and say, yo, man, he ain't even really want to do it. I had to talk him into it. Oh, so the fact that I did it, you still ain't fucking satisfied. So I shouldn't have did it in the first place. So I don't compromise. I'm just like, yo, nah, I don't think that's a good idea for me. I'm not fucking with that. You know, but yeah, I'm going to use some of this for my podcast. I'm not fucking recording no more. I got a few interviews to drop. Full Mitchie Slicks is coming out. I do want to answer this question before I go. Swan asked me, Doggy, do you consider yourself successful? If not, why? I consider myself to be very successful because at the end of the day, let me give y'all a jewel, right? As we look at all media people, right? Where are they at? They're still on YouTube. So it ain't like a motherfucker's on some satellite shit where he's getting paid X amount of dollars and got some exclusive shit. You're still on YouTube just like every fucking body else. So then it becomes a number game. It becomes this person did this amount of numbers. This person did this amount of numbers. What was the content like? If it's gossip, then you know it's going to do numbers because people like gossip. People fall for clickbait. Then if you got a corporation behind you that's spending money on a product, because I don't know if y'all go on Instagram and you go on Facebook, you be seeing ads for people's shit, you know? So people got ad revenue and marketing promotion money. I don't have none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just got my wits and, you know, real talk, you know, and that's success to me. And another thing is that I used to be 300 pounds and I lost 117 pounds without popping pills, without going on under the knife, and without doing any extreme shit to lose it. So that was success to me, you know, from transforming my life. That was success to me. So, you know, I take my victories, and they're for me. They're not for anyone else. You know what I'm saying? My victories are for me. So they're not for anybody else. So I don't let other people determine what my success is. You know what I'm saying? I don't let other people determine what success is for me, because I might not want that shit, you know? So that's what life is about. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody push their fears on you. Don't let anybody push their accomplishments on you. Because if a person ain't trying to bring you up, then they putting you down. You know what I'm saying? And like, I see people, and it be people that I know that might be a little having weight issues and weight problems. And I never, like, disrespect them or nothing like that. I never be like, yo, you fat ass. Because I know what that shit feel like for people to say shit about my weight and me just being mad as fuck at it, or wanting to fucking stab them for saying that shit, or just, you know, because your family, you see your family, they be like, damn, boy, you getting big as hell. What the hell? What are you eating? You know, you ain't see your aunt in a while. First thing she say to you is, damn, what you eating? It's like, God damn, every time she come over, she always fucking popping shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially for women, you know, y'all weight get distributed in different places. So, you know, that one aunt come on, damn, girl, you, your ass all the way over here. You be like, that's why I hate when this bitch come over here. I just stay in the room. You know what I'm saying? So we all got fucking, you know, issues. So a lot of times I don't like to make people feel down, especially when I came from there. I always be like, yo, look, this is what I did. I think I can help you if you want the help. You know what I'm saying? But people got to be ready to receive certain things. You can't be pushing shit on people and they not ready for it. You know what I'm saying? People got to be ready to receive information. They got to be ready to receive criticism. They got to be ready to receive that shit, because everybody's not ready for everything. It's like when a baby is born, you just don't be, you know, you don't give them shit. You know what I'm saying? They have to grow. Their mind has to develop, and you know, their body has to develop, you know, their digestive system has to develop. That's why when a baby is born, you can't just say, here, eat this apple, because they don't have any teeth, and their digestive system, they haven't been around long enough. And you have a lot of grown people that's the same way, believe it or not. They grown as babies, so they look like an adult because they have all the physical attributes of an adult, but mentally they're fucking children. So you have to treat some grown people like that, you know, And then some people aren't grown children. They're just not ready for it. So anything, you have to be ready for certain things. I remember when I wasn't ready for certain shit, people used to tell me shit. I'd be like, man, fuck out of here. I don't want to hear that shit. I got to eat. I got to do me. And you say all that stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? And then when you your ass gets sat down, or you watch somebody else get sat down, or you watch some real shit happen, or you go through some real shit in your life, you be like, yo, hold on. I better fucking chill. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta be ready for that shit. You know, so it is what it is. But Doggy Diamonds No Filter. I need y'all to, who got iTunes, man? If y'all got iTunes out there, go subscribe to my podcast. If you don't have iTunes, go subscribe to Google Play. It's on Google Play. It's on Audio Boom. It's on all types of shit. Make sure, I need them numbers on my podcast to be up like how they are on YouTube. This shit got to be a marriage. So shout out Jason Battle, say subscribe on iTunes. I need you to leave me a rating and a comment. That's very, very important. I need that from you if you could do that, please. Yeah, Google Play, make sure you listen. I think I'm going to use this audio. Now, I'm not on SoundCloud no more. No more SoundCloud. No more. I was on SoundCloud. No more sound. Yes, I'm on Spotify. Doggy Diamonds No Filter on Spotify. I'm on all streaming platforms besides Tidal, because you know. Anyway, but I'm on everything else. Stitcher, CastBox. I'm on all that shit. I'm even on iHeartRadio. So if you have that shit, go on there and get me on there. And I'm working on the app soon. I'm on Audio Boom. Go on there. You know, I need all that. You know, I need all that love. You know, I'm independent. You know, let's show them that you could be independent. You ain't gonna kiss no ass. You ain't going Donald Glover, nothing. You ain't doing none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Look, let me explain something to y'all. This is besides us, all of us feeling like we're important, right? Let me tell you what I am. I speak for the demographic of men that are heterosexual, don't gangbang, don't drink, don't smoke, not effeminate, and also not over hyper masculine. Now, that's who I speak for. Now, if I'm going to be lenient in this situation, yes, I speak for my brothers and people that's in street organizations, aka gang members. I speak for them. I speak for people who take a sip. I speak for people who take a shot. But I don't fit the stereotype of most of the guys that you see, like me. I don't fit the stereotype. Like, I'm not the type of individual who's, you know, trying to push poisonous shit on you, you know, because, you know, like I said, I got my fucking, my flaws and all that shit too. And I don't really act like, you know, I'm better than anybody because, you know, whatever the case may be, I just do me. But, I feel like with media, that type of male, even female, we going to, you know, because heterosexual is female also. Some women, you know, is heterosexual females who don't drink, who don't smoke, who don't gangbang, who's not masculine and not over, you know, slutty feminine too, you know. I speak for y'all too, you know. I speak for the people who are intelligent. I speak for, that's why I give y'all so much credit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm going to work on the Doggy Diamond shirts. That's why I give y'all so much credit when I always say my audience, because I know who I'm dealing with. I know what y'all are about. The people who watch me is not, with all due respect to him, it's not the academics audience. It's not the channel. It's not that audience. It's a different type of audience. And not saying that the people who watch them are intelligent, because they're intelligent also, and sometimes they just might want a little bit of, you know, gossip or whatever the case may be. But I feel like, you know, I speak for the people who tired of shit, you know, and want to learn, want to have a good time, want to laugh, and just sometimes just want to see good content. And it's not always about bullshit, basically, you know. And you could dibble and dabble in bullshit, but I just know that I give my audience gets a lot of credit from me, you know. So I want you to know that I always praise y'all when I speak to people. You know, I always be like, yo, nah, my audience ain't, they don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? People be like, yo, I want to, like, nah, my crowd don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? That shit's stupid. They, I'm not even going to feed them that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for rocking with me, for dealing with me and my craziness. I appreciate y'all for everybody who subscribe, everybody who donates. Appreciate y'all 100%. Big interview tomorrow. I know I keep saying I'm going to put out these other interviews, and I really have not been bullshitting. I just haven't had the time to do it. I'm going to go try to go live every day. Watch. I'm working on it. You're going to see me live a lot more. I don't know about a designated time, though, because I'm not good with time when I don't schedule it ahead of time. So, at the end of it all, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV, official YouTube channel. Yes, I have the hat on. That is my hat. I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all. If you want to donate, the PayPal link is in the description. I also have a super chat in the description. I'm working on a lot of things. I'm new. You see, I got this little setup and all this. You know what I'm saying? I try to spend some money, try to make my lives look different and make my lives look good. So, you know, I'm working on all that shit. But y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good week. If I don't speak to y'all again, and drink your water, mind your motherfucking business. And that's what's up. I'm Doggy Diamonds. And if you haven't already, if you are subscribed and you didn't hit the bell next to the subscribe button, you have to do that or you're not going to get the notifications. You got to do that. Or you're not going to get the notifications. You're not going to know when I upload new videos. So, with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.